Welcome back, holy Jews. Welcome back to the Olam Amidos, and specifically the Olam HaKavod. We have a very, very important topic tonight. It's always important. Such beautiful, timeless teachings. We now get to the topic. We're on Daf Samech, and we're on the bottom of the Yomud. And it's the topic of Yeyush. Yeyush, despair. Ein shum yeyush. Yeyush is despair, hopelessness, a very, very difficult state of mind, a very difficult path to take. Yeyush. Umisha mit yayish mechamas averus she'asa. Somebody that has yeyush from the averus that he's done. Ein ze ela eitzes hayetzer. This is only the mechanisms. This is only the yetzer hara talking to you when he puts you into a state of despair based on your averus. Uvechlal lo shayich le'inyan shel tshuva. And it really has no shayichus to tshuva. Remember this, chevra, because everybody falls. Kishev yipol tzadik. Everybody falls. Everybody slips up. We all have our moments. We all have our days. But the question is how we respond, how we get back up. And a lot of times the Yitzhahara tells you, oh, you're nothing, you're a loser, stay in the dirt. That's the Yitzhahara. Yeyush that we have, that we experience after doing an Avera, it's the trappings of the Yitzhahara. Viteda, Shere Yadu Etzlenu, Sha Yeyush Gorim Lema'it Bavoros Hashem, V'lo Laharbos. We all know, Yeyush only causes us to minimize our Vodas Hashem, and not to increase it. It's a number one ingredient for failure, for disappointment, to go into the mud. The Yisoda Davar Hu. The foundation is, Shehargasha Sayesh Alaver Shebiyado. The feelings that we have of despair, of the sins in our hands, Ein Mechama Tatzar Vayagon Shelo Avad Hashem. It's not about the pain and the difficult feelings we have because we didn't serve Hashem. She'im kein hayagorim tikun valiyah b'vodaso, because that was true, it would cause us to fix ourselves, to move forward in our avodas Hashem. Elo, so what is yeish? What's the root of it? Rak mitzar al apechitu shelo. What are we upset about with yeish? How low we are, how low our value is. It's just a din in our insecurity, in not having the proper self-worth. That's what yeish is really all about. It's not about being upset that I didn't do the mitzvah. It's about that I feel that I'm low, that I really can't have any value. I'm not worth anything. Since a person knows that the importance of a person is dependent on his ruchnius, v'harehu chaser ba, and he knows he's lacking in that area, mimeilehu margi she'enu adam chashuv. So therefore he feels that he's not an important person. That's what happens. He knows that importance is all dependent on ruchnius. And now that he's deficient, now he feels I'm not a chashuv person. The yeish zeh dom l'chol yeish ba'alma. And the truth is, this yeish, it's the same thing as all different types of other yeish, whatever field, whatever area we're in. Afil misha eino shayach l'torah mitzvos. Even somebody who's not applicable to the world of Torah mitzvos. Hamayayish ala I chashiva shalom. Who's upset about his lack of importance. V'raksiba sayeshon, it's just that the reason of yesh is different. So we can't get tripped up. We can't be deceived into thinking, oh, it's really holy that I have this despair. It's not about the mitzvos. It's not about the relationship. It's that we feel low. And it's just about that we're doing Torah mitzvos, but that's not the deeper reason. It's because we're hurting, we feel low in our self-esteem, and our self-worth, and our self-value. But yeyush is not coming from a place of trying to get close to Hashem. Amnam tshuva amitis hila hefich. How do we know this? True tshuva is the opposite. Kishe'odam makir chashivuso ba'olam. When a person recognizes his importance in the world. Uma'or atzmo b'tshuka l'kayim tafkidu ba'olam. And he awakens himself with a great desire to fulfill his mission in this world. That's what tshuva is about. He knows his worth. He knows how great he is. So now he has to make sure he's doing his mission. Umitztar al shava rotzen abori. He feels sad. Not yeyush. He feels sad that he went against Hashem. V'esek b'chatim v'dvarim b'teilim b'makom Torah mitzvos. and he got involved in sins and very empty things in the place in Torah mitzvos. He's just sad. I had an opportunity, I had gold, I had eternity, and I'm doing it for quick, fleeting pleasures, temporary pleasures. Umargi sha'adam kamoso k'shakadosh baruch hu, and he feels that a person like himself, that Hashem sam ba'olam l'kayim mitzvosav, and he feels, this person feels, a person like himself, he was placed in this world to do mitzvos, ulahavi or v'kavod shemayim l'olam, to bring light and to bring kavod shemayim to the world. He knows his worth. He knows he comes from the Am HaNechar. He knows Ashrenu Matzav Chalkenu. He has a mission, a beautiful, wholesome mission. He has tremendous impact in this world. So, heich iveid ha'izdemaut zu. So he says to himself, how did I miss out on this opportunity? V'lo milei kol tachlis, I didn't fulfill my purpose. Veich ben melech min hagi kehedjos. How could a son of the king act like this ordinary person, mezalzel b'kvodo, and be mezalzel in the honor of Hashem? That's the proper response when we get down. This is beneath me. It's not befitting of me. It's not that, oh, I'm a loser, I'm nothing, I'm worthless, and just go into a state of spiritual depression and despair. No, that doesn't lead to anything. When we fall down, we have to feel, wow, this is beneath me. This is not me. I'm better than this. I have a mission in this world. I have to bring kavod shemayim to the world. I have to bring light to the world, and purpose to the world, and meaning to the world. That's how a person should feel. V'lachin, kasha'anu chozim b'tshuva, when we return in tshuva, u'mitchartim ala avar, and we regret the past, u'mishtadlim l'taken ahove v'atid, and we try to fix the present and the future, anu mleim simcha, we're filled with happiness. We're very happy. When we realize that we could reroute, press reset, turn around the train, we get really happy. We get pumped up, we get inspired. V'la'olam lo matzinu adam shemitchazik baseri simei tshuva b'matzav shel yeish. You're never going to find somebody that gets pumped up during the seri simei tshuva when he's in a state of despair. That's not a good ingredient for success. That's not the way to do it during the seri simei tshuva. Say, ah, I'm a loser, I'm a nothing, I can't do anything, what's the point? That is never, ever an ingredient for success. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. Shad Rabba, Sameach Ba'akara, he's happy with the recognition, Shehu Mikarev Atzmola Boro, that he's bringing himself close to his Creator. Vein Chashivas Godo Mizan, there's nothing more important than this. That's what gives him great delight and joy. Ubetoch Kol Bechiyo Shel Ha'al Achet, and in the midst of all of his cries of saying Achet, 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 Munach Simcha B'mash Zoch L'Tzareif L'Tahir V'L'Tekein Atzmo, still has that simcha there that he's been zoche to now purify himself and cleanse himself and start again from new. So we don't have the yesh. We don't get depressed. We don't go into a little corner, crawl into a ball. No, remember this, Chevra. These are deep teachings. When we fall down, and we will, it's about saying, wow, this is not me. I'm a ben melech. And then I smile and I get happy and I can say, I'm going to get better. I know I can get better. I need to get better. This is my mission, this is my purpose, this is what it's all about. Mi shemitiyash bavodas Hashem, margi shemitiyoto balam eno ma'ole ve'eno mori. Somebody that has yesh and avodas Hashem, he feels that his position in this world, it doesn't matter. What he does and doesn't do is insignificant. That's a very dangerous, dangerous place to be in. V'goim lo lipol l'kama ve'eros rochman l'tzan. And he causes himself to fall trapped to many sins. Shekevan sins shiladato maisav enu nechshavim leklum, because he thinks, ah, what does it matter? My actions don't matter. And that's what happens. It's a very dangerous, dangerous, slippery road that we chas v'shalom never want to get involved in. We start to say, I'm not important. I don't matter. My actions don't mean anything. And once we have that feelings, once we have those thoughts, unfortunately it becomes a free-for-all. And we literally, really could fall to a very, very dark place. A very dark place. V'zeh mamash sheker v'chazav, this is mamash falsehood. Shekozman shenishmas Hashem b'kirbo, as long as the neshama of Hashem is inside of a yid, kol maaseh v'maiseh shelo chashuv, every single one of his actions is important. Be'enei nisha amar v'haya olam, in the eyes of the one who said, and there was a world. So we should always remember that, holy Jews. Never lose sight of the prize. Never lose the proper focus. Yeyush is dangerous. Yeish leads to bad things. Yeish leads to a state. What does it matter? We know that's not the proper response. When we fall, which will happen? The response is, ah, I'm a Ben Melech. That's not me. This is not what I'm all about. This is not why I'm placed in this world. This is not what I'm doing here. And I just get refocused. But I have energy. I have simcha. I invigorate myself. I'm chazik myself. And in sure, I got knocked down. But now I'm only going to make a better version of myself. Yashikoa Godol, please internalize these precious words.